This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So McCutchen, I saw on X, formerly known as Twitter, who said that he first tweeted. So I was watching the broadcast, and Greg Brown, and I believe it was John Wehner, or Bob Walk, picked up on Andrew McCutchen. He swung the bat, and then he was favoring his leg a bit. And then he got a hit, and as he was rounding first, he looked like he was limping. Not extremely, but he looked more like he was still favoring that one leg as he was sprinting his way into second base. And then after he called time, when play stopped, he kind of tried to walk it off, and he still looked uncomfortable. He finished the inning, and that was, you know, then when he was taken out because of precautionary reasons. And he tweeted out, he posted, "I'm fine." And you love to hear that, and several fans love to hear that. 6.4 million impressions on Twitter would say that people cared. They were excited, and there were a bunch of comments, oh, McCutchen's great. And then yesterday in the morning, listening to the Cook and Joe show, weekdays 10 to 2 on The Fan, I'm listening, and Matt Cole, the producer, breaks the news that McCutchen actually has a partial Achilles tendon tear, and that's going to sideline him for 6 weeks. But with the amount of time left in the season, there's like 3 weeks, 4 weeks left in the season. So McCutchen's been shut down for the year with this partial Achilles tendon tear. So, yeah, then he tweets again. He quotes his own tweet, and then he says, "Well, no, I'm not," with one of those sad emoji faces. He says, "Dang, this sucks." Yes, it does. I mean, I love and hate that we're in an age where players can just say whatever they want. In this case, I love it. I love that he can. And I don't know if he knew, he said he was fine. He said he was fine in a tweet. I don't know if he was just trying to reassure fans or if he actually thought that he was okay. And then upon further, testing and further diagnosis, they find that he actually had a bigger problem than he thought. I don't know. But I just found it interesting. It was that he tweeted said he was fine, and then, "Well, actually, no, I'm not." Good he's letting the fans know. Good he's addressing the comments that he's making. And that's one of the things I appreciate about McCutchen as a Pittsburgh Pirate is that, you know, he communicates with the fan and the fans, and he seems very much invested in Pittsburgh. So invested that he named his son Steele after the city of Pittsburgh. But it also bodes a bigger question. Should McCutchen sign back with the Pirates, or should the Pirates be interested in bringing McCutchen back for one more season? And you're welcome to call in at 412-928-9370 and voice your opinion with me. You can also hit me up on X. You can tag me in a post at @Callas_33 is my handle. That's @CALLAS_33. Use that handle and you can comment your answer or your thoughts. I will just give mine. I say that you bring him back. He's at 299 home runs as well. That would be a shame. That would be a crying shame if he could not hit the 300 home run milestone. And I get it. I understand the concerns. Ron Cook was concerned yesterday while I was listening. His initial reaction was that, you know, what value does he provide? I think McCutchen performs great offensively in Pittsburgh. It just seems like he has a little extra motivation to do well. And, I mean, I guess the initial reunion made him want to play just that much better. He has the right mentality for a winning culture. I think he would be great. And not just, you know, the Austin Hedges version of a great clubhouse guy. McCutchen can still bat. And the designated hitter in Major League Baseball, the universal DH, now makes and creates opportunities for McCutchen to still be on the team. Great offensively. If you don't want to use him in the field, that's what it is, and that's understandable. But the fact that they can house him in that DH spot, I think makes for an excellent, excellent opportunity for the Pirates to bring him back and get that 300th homer and hopefully be one of those players that leads the team to a playoff berth for the first time. It'll be 9 seasons next year. I think it would be good for the city. I think it would be good for the Pirates. I think that McCutchen can bounce back and be an asset to this Pirates team. I have no doubts that he very well could be. I had faith that he was going to do well when he came back initially. There's so many people saying, well, he's old, well, he's this, well, he's that. Well, there's still the factor of, there's still the factor that he is coming back and reuniting with a city that he's clearly fallen in love with, and that's something you got to take into account. Sometimes emotions bring out the best in players, and I know that there are many of you out there that just like the numbers, and that's fine. You like just going over the numbers and the trends and the basic stats, but like sometimes there are deeper meanings or there are deeper intangibles, I'll call them, to cliche that. There are intangibles out there that exist that you may not consider that actually contribute to a player doing better or not doing better. And I cited Santana, too, and I remember talking about this. Carlos Santana, who has recently played for the Pirates.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Santana was great with the Cleveland baseball team. He he signed with the Philadelphia Phillies on a 3-year deal, and he didn't even finish a full 2 seasons before they traded him back to Cleveland, and he went from playing mediocre baseball to being an all-star with that Cleveland team. I feel like there are several instances where that happens, where you have a reunion, some not so spectacular, but McCutchen is a way different case. Got a caller at 412-928-9370. Hello, good morning.
Hello, Nick. This is Earl from Canonsburg. And I don't know if I'm imagining things or what, but wasn't there a position at one time where you had player coaches?
Oh, yes.
That would be a,
yes, there were.
A good, good slot for McCutchen.
You think he would be a good player coach?
Yeah, you know, you could rest them, you could do this or that, and put them in on different scenarios, you know, and not beat them up so much.
That's interesting.
He is an asset to the team.
He is an asset to the team. It's a very unconventional thought, Earl. Thank you for the call. I do know that Pete Rose, when he was managing the Cincinnati Reds, and whether you want to remember that or not, that's why I learned, because of him being on the Reds, Pete Rose, why managers wore jerseys and wore numbers, and it's because there were player managers where a manager could insert himself into the game. Like, a manager was essentially a last-ditch reserve player. Like, if your roster was empty, the manager could come in and play. And I think that that is interesting. Definitely a rule from the times of more, you know, early baseball, daytime baseball, pickup baseball. But it is in the Major League rulebook, and that's why they wear jerseys. If you have a number, if you're wearing a jersey, you theoretically could insert yourself into the game. And Pete Rose, I think on a couple occasions when he was a manager, pinch hit himself into games. Very unique. Now, is that going to happen with McCutchen? No, probably not. Probably not. But interesting point by Earl. That actually makes me smile just to even consider something like that. That is interesting. Got another caller? Go ahead, introduce yourself. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Kevin in the car.
All right. What are your thoughts?
Well, you were talking about McCutchen, and it's an unfortunate situation with the injury. Hopefully it's not, if surgery's required, how long that timetable would take.
I think they just got to rest him. I don't think it needs surgery.
No? Okay, well, that's good news. That's a relief. Do you see him returning to the Pirates next year?
Well, that's what I'm asking. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I definitely do think he could return to the Pirates, and I think it would be smart for them to bring him back. What do you think, Kevin?
I mean, I'm definitely pro for it. I don't know where he finished the season. I know he was very high in drawing walks, at least, and that was something that I thought, you know, definitely gave value in that lineup, no matter where you put him.
Absolutely.
And I think it would obviously be affordable too if you wanted to be here. It seems like he does too. So that could be a win-win. I'm pro bringing him back.
Kevin, I appreciate the call. Thank you. Yeah, and that's what the broadcasters talk about all the time as well. They talk about that McCutchen takes professional at bats. He's not a free swinger. He's not putting all his chips on extra base hits and home runs. He's very patient at the plate. I think that's very valuable as well. When you have a guy like him that can get on base, and assuming that O'Neill Cruz makes it back and continues to be an everyday player in the Pirates lineup, I mean, that's what made the Pirates such a threat, that you have McCutchen toward the top of the order, and you have McCutchen working walks and being picky with his pitch selection, because the pitchers are betting that McCutchen's going to chase. McCutchen didn't chase. McCutchen gets on base, and now all of a sudden, when you have runners in scoring position, even the bases loaded at times, and O'Neill Cruz comes to the plate, well, now you can't pitch around O'Neill Cruz, and, you know, he could take you deep. He could take you out of the ballpark. He's the extra bases kind of hitter now in that Pirates lineup. And the hitters protect each other in that instance as well, which is why I think Cruz was a huge loss for the Pirates this year, assuming he was going to do as well as we thought he would. So I think that dynamic of the lineup all works together, where if they pitch around Cruz, then they have to face guys like Reynolds, Hayes, and a McCutchen-type player now to an extent. But, you know, if McCutchen can take those, quote, professional at-bats, then he gets on base more often than not. And then you got guys up like Cruz and Reynolds and Hayes, and they can hit him in. I think it's very valuable, and that's a good point by Kevin, that he works the walks, takes those professional at-bats, those professional plate appearances, and gets himself in position to score, whether he's the one driving in runs or whether he's on base and, you know, ready to score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.